Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to, I have lost count of what episode this is, but I'm sure it might say somewhere. And if it doesn't say somewhere, then if you really care enough, you can count and go back and count how many episodes have been this season. But welcome to another episode of the Pop Off Podcast. This week, we finally are joined after a week ago when she didn't join because of technical difficulties. We are finally joined with the Olivia Neal, and we talk about, I'm actually not quite sure. Listen, we're currently filming this from Croatia. It's very sweaty. The AC is off. I've been sat here for 20 minutes and my brain has quite frankly gone out the window. But you know what? That's an element of surprise. Everybody loves a surprise. It's actually a lie. I don't really like surprises. I'm talking too much. Here is the episode. Go ahead and listen to it. Hi. Hi, welcome to the podcast, Miss Olivia Neal. This is actually, sorry to cut you off, actually, no, introduce yourself.
No, I really didn't have anything to say anyway.
Oh, okay, to people who might not know who you are, I'm joking. this is actually fun, not that this anyone can actually pick up or tell, but this is actually the first time I've ever recorded a podcast with someone, well, my podcast in real life.
Oh, because it's usually done over like Zoom, like remotely.
We're still in Zoom times.
Yeah.
It's a bit uncomfortable. And also, because we're sharing a microphone, we're sat very close, our knees are touching.
And we're not like touchy friends. The fact that our knees are touching is a wee bit gross. And we've got like, we're on holiday at the minute. We're in Croatia. And I've got like oil all over my legs. And it's just like, we're just like kind of squelching together.
And we've had to switch the aircon off and it's like 35 degree heat. And we're just like touching. It's a bit sticky. We'll probably stick together. Like, you know, I was with someone the other day. And they said that I thought it was like a myth that when you kiss, like if you had both her braces and you kiss, they could get locked. But they were like, no, I've like been locked, like we had to unlike lock each other.
Did you have braces?
Yeah. Oh my God, I had to get like 4 teeth out. And my mum was like, you're not right. Like you're genuinely like not normal because apparently when my older brother had it, he was like screaming the dentist down when he had to have the injections in the gums. And I just like had the injection. And I was just like, yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
I hate it. Is the one in the roof of your mouth? Oh, it's so sore.
Actually, I think mine was like in the gum.
Oh, because I had like literally teeth growing out my nose. There are photos of it and it's really terrifying. I had like Nanny McPhee teeth. It used to be like my party trick is I'd get my Nanny McPhee tooth out, but they had to take that out and it was really painful.
They had to. It was determined. There was no chance that could stay in.
You know at the orthodontist when you go to get braces, did you go to the orthodontist and they give you a list of like, they show you 10 photos and the first photo is like completely straight teeth and then the 10 is like literally like 3 teeth in their mouth. And they're like, because they base also like your, like if you're allowed to get braces on the NHS, like on your confidence with your teeth.
I got mine on the NHS.
Yeah, so did I. But so they kind of like ask you that to gauge your confidence with your teeth. And I was like, they're like, what do you think on a scale of 1 to 10, like from these photos, what your teeth are like? And I was like, maybe like a 4 or 5. Like, they're not great. They're not perfect. But like, I'd say a 4 or 5. He goes, so you're an 8. And I was like, okay. And it was like maybe 9 or something.
Do you know what people don't speak about enough? And I feel like we need to have this conversation as a society to be able to move past this point. When you get your retainers or when you like they take a mold of your teeth, genuinely I think the most traumatizing 45 to 60 seconds of my life is when you have to bite into that gummy.
Oh, it's nice.
Oh my, I don't understand why more people don't speak about it, because that was worse than any part of my braces experience.
And you have to like try not to be sick on the orthodontist.
And it's literally like I had tears streaming down my face, and I'm quite good with pain, and that was really a lot for me to process. I didn't eat, like I got like special meals for like 3 days.
Wait, what?
When I first had my braces, like I literally just had mashed potato.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think anything could stop me from eating. Like, I could have, like, one tooth left and I'd still eat.
It did not hurt your teeth. Like, my teeth were so, so sore.
My teeth, the amount they changed in the first 3 days was crazy.
Do that. You know when people used to say that it hurt when... Sorry, are we speaking about...
No one cares about our braces.
I had a 4-minute conversation about our braces. Moving on. But what I was going to say I will move on after this point. But mine never hurt when I got them tightened. Like, hate to be a bad b***h.
Sim!
Hate to be a bad b***h. But
everyone's like, oh, like, I'm so, like, nervous to go to the orthodontist and getting them tightened. And I'm like, grow up.
Yeah, it's really, like, that's an ick.
Yeah.
That is an ick. Yeah. If it hurt when you got your braces tight, and I'm really sorry to tell you, babe, but that's icky. The Olympics started.
I know.
And where is the hype, people?
It's all over my TikTok for you, Paige. Yeah. Yeah.
All the, like, it's like the American, like, track team are constantly, popping up on my TikTok for you page. I'm like, okay.
And talking about their cardboard beds. Have you seen this?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, they've got cardboard beds in the Olympic Village.
Really?
Yeah, they don't, like, I don't know. I'm really intrigued by it.
I always, when I was younger, when I heard of, like, the Olympic Village, because you know how, like, they all, like, each other.
Well, do they?
Well, obviously, maybe not now, because, like, it's probably really strict with, like,
COVID.
Yeah, and protocols, yeah. And, like, all the regulations and stuff. But I know, like, in the London 2012, I always remember there was always, like, a Daily Mail article about, like, Team Japan swimmer bonks team Spain, like, javelinist.
Did you ever have a crush on, like, Tom Daly whenever you were younger?
No, but I remember there was this girl who I was friends with on BBM. Friends with him in real life as well. Actually, not friends with her anymore, because she commented on a TikTok which was hating about me, saying, like, yes, preach. And I was like, did take you to an Olly Murs concert when I was 10 years old, babe. But sure, like, sure, let's just forget about the good times then. And she was obsessed with him. And, like, I genuinely don't know if I've ever seen a human that obsessed. It's just stuck with me. Like, her BBM profile picture was him.
Oh, my God.
Like, not her. Like, babes, if you were getting added on BBM from this girl, you probably thought it was Tom Daly himself, like, finding out your pin and, like, what, pinging you.
I do love him. He's a cutie.
Yeah, he's, like, he seems really sweet.
Yeah. But
do you know what? Tom Daly, have you heard of Hello World?
Yeah.
So Hello World, like, if you don't know, was like a convention that, like, the older generation of YouTubers like Zoella and all them did. And Tom Daly was one of the guests at Hello World.
That is so random.
I met him at Hello World. I was like, I'm pretty sure I was in
his... You met him?
Yeah, I was like, hey.
Hey.
I was like, hey, Tom. But what I was going to say about the Olympics is I love the Olympics. And I feel like it's like... Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like in 2016 it was massive. Like, it was everywhere. Everyone was talking about it. And now I'm like... Also, isn't it? Well, I don't. I think I'm, like, maybe a bit too obsessively a fan of the Olympics. But I was about to say, no one else would actually find this strange. But it's really weird that it's on an odd numbered year.
Yeah, wait, why is that?
Because they had to delay it because of COVID in 2020. So now it's always going to... I don't actually know, actually. If it's
no, they'll
gonna,
go back to 24. Yeah. They can't change it.
Like, 2020 and 2024 are so much nicer numbers than, like, 2021.
Yeah.
Or, like, imagine if it was in 2017.
Yeah, oh. That's
all. Olympics 2017, babe, no, I would not be turning up. I would not watch.
I'm sorry, but I know 7 is your lucky number. I hate the number 7.
Oh.
I hate it. Like, 17, that is the worst number.
Okay. The girl we are on holiday with, Fuzz, does have that tattooed on her.
I'm sorry, it's not satisfying to me. Like, an 8 or a 9 is nice.
Ugh, 9?
Yeah, I like 9.
Why is 7 afraid of 9?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Wait, why is 9 afraid of 7?
I was saying to you, we were sitting by the pool tanning there, and I went, I am so happy to see Simone Biles doing well. Like, I was watching her before, her, what's it not, like a beam performance.
I would say, no, the way that these people get up on that, that's a performance.
Yeah.
That's not anything else. That's, in fact, it would be actually a crime to not even give it the justification of a performance.
Yeah, it was incredible. She's incredible.
We are Simone Biles fans.
I think she's my favourite Olympian.
Right. Okay. I don't think I know any others other than Simone. Is Usain Bolt still going?
Jessica Ennis.
Oh my God, no, I love Jessica Ennis. I literally made a TikTok about it. I love Jessica Ennis. Someone from my area almost made the GB team.
Really?
And I almost ran him over once. We always... Not on purpose. Oh my God, please, please, please. I actually didn't... Please, let me explain myself. I just realised, I almost ran him over once. As if I'm not a menace, like... Some, like, evil, like, I was behind the wheel, like,
No one's safe.
No, I was... To be fair, I don't know why this man... Also, why am I just dishing out so much dirt on people from... But, I know, this is... I can say this. Well, this is a bit rude. Actually, no. Basically, he was training, like, running up and down, like, a main road, and... he just came out of nowhere running. And my mum always jokes now. She's always like, if you had run that over, like, we would have had to move out the air. Because he's, like, the local hero. Like everybody, like, loves him because he's, like, such a good runner and, like, almost made Team GB. And, like, and she was like, if you, like, made it, like, put him in a wheelchair and meant that he had to stop his running career, we'd actually have to move, like, down south, like, away from everyone and change our names.
You'd be, like, banned from all the local shops and, like, people would throw things at you.
They put posters up in the window, like, if you see this man, please. Also, this week was 11 years of One Direction.
Aw, I'm so happy for them.
Same. We also found out that yes, 11 years of One Direction. Crazy. I don't really know where any of them are other than Harry. I won't lie.
No, Niall has just partnered with a new gym wear brand.
Good for Niall. Good for Niall. And I know I sometimes see Liam pop up on my TikTok.
Liam just had a baby.
Oh, yes, yes. I know, I am. Yeah, I keep up to date personally with Zayn because he's my favourite.
No, he's rude.
So am I.
No, but like,
I just got the world's worst leg cramp. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Carry on.
You are the most dramatic person I know. What was that?
Carry on.
I think Zayn would judge me in a bikini.
I don't know. I think he's got not.
No, like if he saw me in a bikini, he'd go, oof, butters.
Who do you think would be the nicest to meet in real life? I think Liam.
Liam, 100%. Liam's a dad. Do you know what I mean? He's such dad energy.
I was just about to say, we really don't speak enough about how his son is literally called Bear Pain.
That's bear pain.
That was quite a fever dream, Liam and Cheryl Cole.
No, I don't. Like, oh, sorry. I don't want to think about it.
Cheryl, not Cheryl Cole. She's not. Oh. I actually called her Cheryl Cole to her face before.
Really?
Uh huh. It was so.
You met Cheryl Cole.
Yeah, babe.
Why have you met everyone?
There's actually a pic on my Instagram of her, me and her. Me and her. We're chilling. We went for a coffee. At
what
Starbs.
Did you do?
No, I interviewed her for the playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like. I started the segment. I was like, Cheryl Cole, welcome. And I went, oh! I was like, I'm so, so sorry. She was like, it's fine, pets. And I was like, okay, thanks, babe. Are you on Girls Aloud TikTok?
Yes, yes, yes. Those documentaries. Yes. Yes.
I'm on Girls Aloud TikTok. And I just want to know why this girl band has so much documentary footage. How many documentaries were there on Girls Aloud? Because the amount of different locations I've seen them, like different.
They were in China.
They were in Greece, and she couldn't be bothered to walk up the hill to go see. Like, they've been around the globe, and it's all been documented.
But I've never seen a documentary where the people being documented have wanted to be documented less.
Yes.
Like, they do. They do not want to be there. They're literally like, please leave me alone.
And as I said, like, there's so much footage of them in like every location you could probably think of. One of them was a ghost hunt. And Cheryl Cole goes, if you're here, just tap the table. And then it taps and they're all like, ah!
Remember she was Cheryl Tweed?
Cheryl Tweedy, yeah.
Tweedy.
Tweedy. And then she was Cheryl Fernandez Vicini.
Well, she has had a lot of last names.
Yeah.
And then Cheryl Payne.
What, did they get married?
No.
Lil Nas X dropped a new song with Jack Harlow. It is called Industry Baby. First of all, fantastic song. Baby, baby, ah, did.
Have I heard it?
You definitely would have heard it.
So
TikTok.
Sing, like actually sing it.
Baby, baby.
I don't think I've heard
no,
that.
No, it goes like, I told you long ago, da da da, when you wanna rap, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Never heard it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm really surprised based off that rendition because it's fantastic. I'll play it to you by the pool after this. Like, okay. It's really, really great.
I love Lil Nas X.
I love him. He's one of my favorite celebrities ever. Like, also, he's so smart.
Yeah, he's so well-spoken. He's just so cute.
And, like, I think he's behind, like, a lot of his marketing and stuff. Like, he's so good with it. Like, he's so clever with it all. Like, he really knows how to cause up a stir, but, like, in a good way.
Who's Montero? Is that his real name?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because I saw a tweet the other day.
And it was basically, like, I'm pretty sure he, like, made a tweet
letter.
About it. Yeah, it was, like, a song for his younger self.
Aww.
It's really cute. I actually love that song. You know what? I might even go as far to say as that's my song of 2021 so far.
Which one?
Call me by your name.
Tell me.
I was trying to harmonise.
I in the music video.
He's just great. Really great. Although, love the Industry Baby music video. But as, don't know if we said at the start of the podcast, I'm not really a naked-y person. I don't like other people being naked around me. It's just not really comfortable for all those involved. And it's quite a naked-y music video, like to the point where there's like a group of men doing a dance routine naked, but they've just censored. And I'm just like, ooh, just a bit too much going on.
No, I don't want to see it. No. Keep it to yourself.
No, please.
But boys' butt cheeks. I don't want to see it. In fact, anyone's butt cheeks. I don't want to see it.
Put it away, please.
You're despicable.
No, actually, no. If you feel comfortable showing your body, go for it.
No, but I don't think you should. In private.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I did say the other day, I think we should denormalize. You know, the word normalize has been chucking about a bit recently. We're really just like normalizing everything. I think it's gotten to the point now where we need to start denormalizing stuff. And at the top of that list is men walking around topless in public. There is no need for it, please.
Oh no, see, I don't mind that.
Please. When I went into Central when the football was on the other week, the amount of topless men walking around, I was like, I don't want to see this, please. Just put, like, a woman can't do this. So why should you be able to walk around these streets topless? Like, please just put a t-shirt on.
Yeah, no, in Central London, that's weird. I thought you meant on holiday.
Oh, no, obviously on holiday. Oh. But I'm talking about, like, literally, like, walking around, like popping about London in jeans and no top.
Oh, jeans and no top and, like, trainers. That is scary.
Like, I hate it. Like, denormalize it, please. Just put a t-shirt on.
Yeah.
It's like £4 at Primark.
What would happen if I just walked around a skirt and no top?
A skirt?
What? No, I'm genuinely being serious.
I think...
Would the police come up to me?
I think it's illegal, yeah. It's public indecency.
But... is it? It's not as if I'm walking with my trousers off. Can you imagine?
Someone tweet us the answer, please.
Should we just try it? I walked on Oxford Street with like... just...
social experiments. Every week we end the episode with an unpopular opinion, and you can go ahead and submit your unpopular opinions. Why is it so hard to say today? Unpopular opinions. Over on our TikTok, which is at Pop Off Podcast, over on the Q&A section. However, this week is my own unpopular opinion. I did just do that whole spiel, and please, please, please do submit. I love reading them. They're really great. But this week I decided to take my own twist. So basically, and this is because there's a backstory to this. There is a new show... called Once Upon a Time in Zante, which is coming out, and it's basically going to be a documentary about six 18 year olds who just come off their A-level holiday, and they're going to just like film them the whole time. Sorry, am I boring you? This yawn's going on here. Like, is this, should we just wrap it up now? Should I just take it myself from here, babe?
Sorry, I always yawn and I don't realise it's rude.
And I think, everybody was like, this is going to be great. My unpopular opinion is this should not be televised.
No.
This is going to haunt these children for life.
Yeah. The things I got up to.
Miss girl.
No, but like, you don't want your mum and dad seeing that.
Sorry, mum and dad, I don't want the whole entire nation of Great Britain and all my future employers to see me in MAGA.
I was shaking my ass on an inflatable coin. You know those like ones that you get thrown off? I was shaking my ass on that.
But it made me think, like, Sunsets and Suspicious Parents, like, I loved that. Like, don't get me wrong, I loved watching that. But now I look back and I'm literally like, oh my god, like, these parents went on these holidays and watched their kids do that. Like, that is terrifying. I couldn't, quite frankly, think of nothing worse.
But I feel like people are also so, like that our generation, 18-year-olds now, are so, like, fame hungry. Like, everyone wants to go on Love Island, everyone wants that, so that's probably why they're doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably tune in.
I will be watching.
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't know if I will, because it's... no, I will. I'm just lying. I'm just trying to sound like a good person. I definitely will be watching.
It will be so entertaining. The amount of like fights and people kissing. Oh.
Yeah. Woo! Kiss. I love you, babe. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Great to have you as always.
Thanks for having me. I feel like I did not speak there for the past 20 minutes.
I know. I really just... my brain isn't quite functioning this morning. We're a bit hungover. Only had... the coffees here are a bit...
But we've been sitting in the sun, but probably a bit dehydrated.
We're just not quite with it in the brain.
No.
But we hope it was great anyway. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. As always, make sure you subscribe over on Global Player, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you find your podcasts. And I will see you, as always, next Thursday. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.